So, Mimi, what does SLOT mean to you?
So for me, SLOT represents an organization that really bridges a lot of the gaps in the arts and culture sector, and in that it's able to say yes to a lot of different types of people and ideas and disciplines, despite and maybe because of its size and limitations. It sort of does what a lot of larger organizations perhaps want to do, but they're not able to because of all the bureaucracy that's in place and the obligations that they have to their sponsors and donors. And also coming from a studio background and having experience in curating and putting on an exhibition or two, I think that SLOT also functions between these two practices, in that it seems that every project we do is kind of an exercise and an experiment in thinking and doing, and we rely on the conversations we have with our collaborators to determine how each project will evolve. And, you know, sometimes it takes on the form of an exhibition in the gallery, and sometimes it doesn't, and we're okay with that. So it's all a part of the process, and we really trust this process. And we also really place an emphasis on creating and maintaining and furthering relationships we have with the really interesting and provocative people from all around the world.
So how do you see the space of SLOT in Philadelphia, space that you know intimately well each day, how do you see the relationship of that space to the digital space of SLOT.org and the various initiatives we do internationally and nationally? How do you see that relationship either emerging or evolving, and how should that be represented, or how could you make that relationship or a series of relationships evident within a graphic identity and online?
I see the three different modes as the three different vehicles that SLOT finds its publics, and it allows for a really diverse array of people to come in contact with us. And so even though most of the lectures that we have in Philly sort of inevitably draws a very sort of well-read and culturally conscious crowd, the international projects such as Perpetual Peace or Into the Open, they begin discussions and they set up platforms for participants to engage with us. And SLOT.org, I think, is the one that's, I guess in a certain sense, the most open to engagement, in that we're just presenting text and media files and sometimes images that the reader can just use for their own research or inspiration or use for their own discussions in their communities. And I think the way that we represent our interconnectedness is just really in the way that we speak and we write and we sort of do our work. So the same level of thought goes into preparing an audio file to go online as it does to think about ways in which we can talk about peace with architecture students in Rwanda. So the website filters that correspond with our mission statement is really what makes us unique and really identifiable. So I think, and you know, we're thinking about them all the time, whether consciously or unconsciously.
Should an institution that's marked by these relationships and these modes, these different modes, should it have a fixed identity? Can it have a fixed identity online, but also graphically? In other words, like, how do we translate the fluidity of our projects, the heterogeneity of our initiatives? How do we translate that across multiple projects and voices and cultures? Does there need to be, at the end of the day, like, some core identity?
So having a little bit of experience designing identities and thinking about them, I always find myself really drawn to the idea of identities being constantly sort of changing and evolving. Because especially in the case of SLOT, I think we're very conscious of what context we find ourselves in, you know, where our projects are. But to go along with what I said before, I think it's more important for the identity to communicate our way of thinking and our way of doing things. And even though I don't really want to go into sort of specific design strategies, because I want to leave that up for projects, I think the idea of designing an identity for a way of thinking is really interesting.
But you would approach it, if I'm to go back to what you alluded to before, as one who comes out of a studio practice as well, you would approach this practice, this question of how to fix or unfix an identity. You would approach that as in the manner of a studio kind of approach.
Yeah, I would. I guess it comes down to the question of how do you characterize the studio approach. Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to understand what that means. Mm-hmm. Also,
I guess before you were saying that Slot is not necessarily a studio, but it at the same time is not unrelated in certain respects or aspects mm-hmm. to the kind of thinking or process mm-hmm. that you would encounter within a studio context.
Right.
And so I guess it's not that you would find within the studio context or approach to diagramming process mm-hmm. or something like this. It's not that you would find there an answer, but mm-hmm. to a certain extent you would say that this question of fluidity would be something that one could think through as well in relationship to kind of a studio approach to this question. I guess
right.
that's what you're saying.
Right, yeah. I guess a studio practice is always, it's less focused on the end result as it is. Just the means through which you get there and sort of the research and the people and the ideas that you encounter on your way there.
Mm-hmm. So in that sense, like three modes of activity mm-hmm. Is less about three activities and three, but rather about three modes in a way.
Yeah.
And so those modes communicate for you in a certain sense something related to process. And as to the archive's become emblematic of, it's become very much a project unto itself, and one that we return to constantly to think about where we're going and where we could go. How can that archive be made relevant and contemporary to diverse audiences? You had spoken before about how the space may have a certain type of audience or composition of an audience for certain discursive events. The website may be more open. So how can that archive be at once indexable, navigable, yet fundamentally heterogeneous and fundamentally open?
I think I kind of answered this question more practically, but I think first we have to sort of somehow take cues from existing archival systems that internet browsers are more familiar with, and then sort of inject it with our own characteristics, such as, you know, our keywords and our tags and suggestions for further reading. So it's about striking a balance between letting the reader navigate according to their own interests and then sort of guiding them into exploring the extent of our archives. So maybe in other words, it's about, you know, like the reader has to, in a way, meet us halfway and having the interest and having the time to explore what we have to offer, and then eventually sort of understanding the Slot's playfulness and subtlety.
So you mean that is what you're implying that the reader, for lack of a better term, that the reader is similarly engaged in a process of finding things, and that process needs to both be trusted and allowed to play out in its own way and at the same time facilitated
exactly.
and enabled.
So
in a certain sense, it's not only the organization that could be understood as three processes or three modes of thinking, three, not necessarily methodologies, but three trajectories. It's not just that is something that needs to be communicated within an identity, but so too on the level of the archive, there needs to be three or whatever, a diverse array of ways to navigate.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Not one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you think of that as a generational thing? I mean, in other words, would you disagree strongly with those that would argue there should be, it should just be simple and there should be one way to navigate?
Yeah, I would. I'm just sort of trying to imagine maybe those who I went to school with using the website. And I can see it being used for very specific research on a certain artist or a certain school of thought, and then in others where they're just interested in finding out what type of space this is, what type of institution this is, and then what are some of the general things that Slot is concerned about. And then sort of just stumbling upon all the different aspects of the archive that aren't very evident upon first glance.
Mm-hmm. So, following up on that, in addition to kind of the talking about the taxonomic structure, the archival structure, how could we go about cultivating publics and imaginative models for conversation on the website in a way that encourages meaningful engagement? For instance, others have suggested that each recording should have a blog sort of component that would allow for commentary. Would you find a blog a meaningful form of engagement? And is that ultimately what you think the website could function as a platform for?
I don't really think so. I think it sort of needs to go beyond like these tropes of communication online, like Twitter and Facebook, and even blogs oftentimes. But I think first you really have to, in order to get to what you want the website to function, or how you want it to function, there's just, you know, some of the issues with the current website that are really deterring some of the readers to really engage with the information. I mean, like, little things like, you know, the legibility of the font and the way that the information is organized, which is first, you know, by the type of project, whether it's an event or an exhibition, and then by year. So once you get past those, like, logistical issues, then you can sort of begin to think about how to make the information conducive to beginning a conversation. But I think also it's about, you know, at some point you really have to, I think that you have to let go and allow the reader to take as much or as little as they want from it. And I'm personally okay with having the website just really function as a resource that's always there, that's always growing, that's always changing. And I think it's already really incredible as it is. And, you know, each of these three modes of Slot, they each, I guess, have their own characteristics, and perhaps the, you know, some of the events that we do in the world or in Philadelphia are better suited to these types of, you know, having what you say here is as meaningful engagement. I mean, I think meaningful engagement can be understood many ways, and it can be designed so that it is a type of engagement that's best performed by the website.
If there were like a few words that would, I don't know, let's say function as framework or as even as keywords for, let's say, an aesthetic or a feel that the site would communicate, what would those be?
I think they would be...
Or what would they not be? I mean, however you want to answer it, that sometimes it's easier to... Sometimes one knows what one doesn't want it to be.
Yeah, I think maybe I'll start there. I don't see it as being loud, maybe. I do see it as being very subtle, as something that takes time in order to understand and to know. I see it, of course, as being very clean and very ordered, but being able to hold a lot of information.
Would it? I know there's a word that can mean many different things. It all depends on how it's framed. But would it feel institutional? Would it feel playful? Not that those are opposite necessarily to one another. Mm-hmm. But
I think just sort of being in Slot space.
In Philly.
Yeah, in Philly. There was a moment where someone had remarked that the table that we on which we have a lot of our meetings is very corporate. And then you sort of answered, well, it's this little game that we're playing, you know, and I think that's really fun. And so like playing off of the like the way that corporations and other museums and institutions sort of organize their website, but having these little perks that are very unique but very noticeable is kind of interesting.
So in other words, like almost like the Peace Project.
Yeah,
and the Museum.
Right, exactly.
Where there's there's a certain, for lack of a better word, convention or vernacular within certain fields that we work. So in a certain sense, you would argue for not trying to break from that entirely and almost adopting it in a performative manner that may or may not be marked by irony. Or that may and may not be marked by a certain playfulness, but that would maintain a certain openness as to who might find us a partner.
So it's not exactly critiquing, but it's just sort of pointing out what we're not, in a certain sense.
And what we're not is?
Is the PMA, is the ICA, you know.
But at the same time, you just said that we should not necessarily turn entirely away from the visual codes and conventions and the graphic and the identity conventions of those institutions.
I guess it's perhaps another way of phrasing it would be sort of acknowledging it, and then either like responding to or expanding upon it.
And would the whiteness, like whiteness in the sense of like kind of, I guess, a balance of content with kind of empty space. Not whiteness in a racial sense, but whiteness in the sense of, I mean, it could be a different color, but would the ratio, let's say, sort of roughly of content to kind of gap or blank space, is that something that you associate with something that marks the current identity? Is it something that would communicate or correspond to those kinds of values that you were suggesting, or sorry, those keywords that you were alluding to before?
Yeah, I think it does, and it also sort of echoes the way we treat our space here in Philadelphia and in the gallery. There's a lot of sort of empty walls that maybe others would ask why there's nothing displayed.
So you would define playfulness not in a conventional way, but in a performative way that somehow privileges not an exterior gaze or a distance, but rather like a very, what, you know, what Goethe says about Kant, like a sly irony, like a playfulness that's actually fairly strategic and nuanced in responding to also familiar codes.
I think that's a good way of putting it.